Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. I just realized I've heard that song a lot. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you on Oscar Sunday. It's March 27th, 2022, and I've got three award-winning guests. Josh Gondelman, Amy Miller, and Noelle Wells. Hello!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Let's meet all of you individually and alphabetically. Sorry, ladies, because first up, it's dangling champ and all-around delight, Josh Gondelman.
Hello, thank you for having me. It's an honor just to be alphabetically first.
It's got to be a little exciting for you, because G's late enough in the game that you're rarely first.
Oh, yeah, this is big for me. It doesn't happen often, but now when it's happening today, it's tremendous.
Well, I'd love to have you on my show, Wide World of Dougs, where we talk a lot about names and initials and how they work out for us in the long run. But I know you're very busy over at Jesus and Miro, right? Hello?
Josh? Yes, he is. I'm going to say, yes, Josh is very busy over at Jesus and Miro.
He's so busy, had to just run off back to work.
I have Amy speak for me on podcasts that I'm appearing on because of my general Sorry, my mic got a little messed up.
As soon as you mentioned the show, he had to go get some new sneakers to put on. And that's what happened.
Yes, we're back in production. I'm so excited. It's been really fun. It's been like I'm like really psyched for this season. We've had a couple episodes and I think we're really getting our feet under us for the year and it's gonna be a blast. But yes, busy, but always happy to talk about names.
Well, when you reach a point, if you reach a point where you have Thursdays off, we generally tape it on Thursday afternoons, hit me up and I'd love to have you on that show. And I'd also love to ask you one more thing before I introduce our next guest.
Yes, please.
And I would like you, I know this, I'm not here to do gotcha journalism or anything or trick anybody into saying, you know, what a piece of shit about one of the Oscar nominated films. But I would like to know if you have, Josh Gondelman,
yes,
one Oscar prediction for tonight. Because this episode is not going to be available until the Oscars later tonight when the Oscars are over. So it will be a thing in the past, but it'll be fun if you make a prediction right now that comes true.
Ooh, okay. This is really exciting. I feel like people are going to be mad at the Best Picture winner. I think that's my prediction. That's my soft prediction. I can almost guarantee it will be true. It will not make people happy.
Right. I don't believe there's a title in the 10 that will make everybody happy, because people have really, you know, we're a divided country and we're divided about our movies, because ask anybody on the street, they'll give you a different one. I mean, there's like two movies nobody will mention, but most of the movies on that list for Best Picture, people have very strong, there's very strong defenders of it, and there's people that think it's garbage. Like, it's really, people are really going at it. Like, I have to avoid Oscar Twitter, because I can't get into those arguments with people, because it just comes down to, you know, personal taste.
Yep.
And but that's a great prediction.
Such a polarized country. I think you're right. And it's a problem. And this is probably the worst problem of the information bubbles we're living in. The Nightmare Alley people versus the Licorice Pizza people versus the Coda people. It's just, God, when will we find a middle ground?
Exactly. And you didn't even name you didn't even mention Dune, which people who love that, if you say anything bad about it, they'll stab you with a fork, and then or whatever futuristic implement they used when they're standing around out in the sand. And
sand Dune. Fork, yeah.
Yeah, sand fork. And then Coda obviously has some very strong people strongly for that, and a West Side Story, but also, you know, good old Power of the Dog. The people that love it are very passionate about it.
And even the people who really liked it, I think, are now mad at Jane Campion. So even the people who love that movie won't be thrilled if she gives another speech.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't nice what she said to the Williams sisters, but it's also, that's not going to throw any more votes King Richard's way, I can tell you that. Because it's a very entertaining movie, because it's a very entertaining story that those girls were just raised by a guy who decided he was going to make them champions. And Will Smith is, you know, as good as he's ever been. So, like, he's been overdue for his whole career.
For sure. I also think it's underrated to credit that, because if I had daughters and was like, you're going to be tennis champions, like, I would just be like the weird dad with the sad daughters. Like, I wouldn't have tennis champion daughters.
Well, there are some rough patches with it doesn't work out perfectly, but I won't spoil that, because that's certainly, I didn't, you know, and again, it's also with these movies that are based on true stories, or a lot of it's hearsay, because, you know, they weren't there for these conversations. You know, I feel like there's a lot of false stuff in that movie, but the general idea of it is, you know, they can't change the numbers, and those girls did amazing things, you know, in tennis at a very young age, you know? So, anyway, we got to introduce the other guests, Josh. This isn't just about you.
Yep. Look, I didn't mean to make it all about me. I apologize.
He's always like this.
Josh is the worst.
I am the worst.
And that, of course, is the great Amy Miller, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Nice to see you.
What did I write down here about you? Oh, you're in New York City.
I am in New York City, yeah. You might hear some noises you wouldn't normally hear.
You could get together with Josh after this show today.
You know, we should have planned that, and we didn't. We're not good enough friends. He was watching my special today.
I did want to
hang out with me in person. Yeah.
Oh, that's.
I was like, that's Amy.
That's a great excuse to not hang out with somebody who's watching their special. I'm going to have to try to use that.
I don't want to hear the new untested shit, Amy. Just the special.
You mean our just friendly friendship banter?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You only want me to say things that I've said 1,000 times already.
Yes, thank you.
Do you have an Oscar prediction, Amy?
I think that Luca is going to win over Encanto, and there's going to be riots between Italians and Latino the machines. Javier Bardem is going to be fighting someone Italian. I don't know. I don't know.
This sounds like you're describing West Side Story.
I didn't say I didn't say what's your Oscar wish. Unfortunately, Lin-Manuel Miranda is not going to be there tonight because his wife got COVID and he's pulled the abundance of caution card.
Oh, no.
And will not be attending this evening. But, and he might become an EGOT tonight. In fact, I'm pretty sure he will, because I think the song from Encanto will probably win Best Song.
That's wild. He did that fast. Yeah, that I was think, so... in our lifetimes.
Yeah, I think youngest, like quickest ever to do it will be
he
his.
He was nowhere, and official. Now he's EGOT. And it's been like 3 years, I think.
But he doesn't have that, you know, desperation to be there. He's doing, you know, he's taking care of his family and, you know, not attending the event. I think you get more press for not attending than attending. He should have sent somebody weird to accept on his behalf if he does win. Like ask John Travolta to go out there and say his name wrong.
Just have someone go dressed as Alexander Hamilton.
Also joining us today, it's so patient and so awesome. It's Noelle Wells. Hey.
Hey.
Hi. It's up? Been a long time. It's been, I saw you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to brag on both of our parts, on both of our behalf, Noelle, because we ran into each other at the premiere of Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is just going to be so many people's favorite movie.
Yeah. Yeah, we were there first. We saw it.
We saw it before everybody else. And that's all I do is I just walk down the street yelling spoilers.
you got a raccoon, right?
Yeah, see, that is a spoiler right
that
there.
Was a spoiler, sorry.
People don't need to know there's a raccoon in the movie. Or I didn't is say, there?
Or is there? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave out little stuffed raccoons at the after party. So we got a group shot with a couple of raccoons in there. And do you have an Oscar prediction?
Oh, man. I think Denzel's going to win for Best Actor. How about that?
Interesting.
You don't think?
I don't know. I think Will Smith's going to win.
Mm-hmm. Well,
And Denzel will be the happiest person in the room because they are very friendly and have kind of a, you know, the sort of relationship that Denzel used to have with Sidney Poitier, Will Smith has with Denzel.
Well, either way will be great. And I don't know. I didn't see King Richard. And so, but, I mean, I haven't seen all the movies.
Right. But that's not also, you know, to make, you know, make these guesses and predictions, like having seen the movies isn't that important because many of the people voting on these awards have not seen all the movies.
And having not seen most of these movies, oh no, I've seen a lot of them, but I have not seen this one, but I for some reason think Power of the Dog is going to win Best Picture. And I'm sure they'll make everybody angry, but I don't know.
I think it's Jane Campion's going to win Best Director. Well, okay. It's going to be one of these split vote deals. And because Coda's director is not nominated, so that's not even a possibility, but Coda's come on strong these last couple of weeks. So I feel like it's going to win Best Picture and Jane Campion's going to get director. That's what I think is going to happen.
I'll sign that'll off be,
that'll
on
be,
that.
That'll and be that my big prediction. But because Will Smith is probably going to win, but then even before Denzel, I'd probably put Andrew Garfield because who even knew that boy could sing?
I know. He was so well. He would be my 100% my vote. I thought he was so great in that film. So.
Yeah. But it's also like kind of it's almost show offy how good he is, you know? So some people probably have kind of like, ugh, this guy never, he claims he's never sang before this role and then he's that good at singing. Screw that guy.
I feel like and Everything Everywhere All at Once, I feel like people had in the watching the movie also had that reaction, like this movie was too good. Do you know what I'm saying? Like I feel like a 100 men were like, oh yeah, I could do that, or like I don't know.
Well, I'm writing down these predictions and I'm going to hold you to them. Not really. Nobody really is going to be too worried about it.
You write mine down?
Yeah, you said that Luca's going to win.
And there's going to be a riot.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I only wrote down the Luca part.
I didn't know that was part of the official prediction.
Yeah. Luca plus riot. and then somebody's going to get mad. I mean, Josh really, you know, hit it out of the park. So I think that's definitely going to happen.
I'm kind of a psychic knowing when people are going to be mad, which is always.
Yeah. Now, especially now, we're just moving forward into just always angry all the time. Mm-hmm. And Noelle's going, you still want to go Denzel?
Well, you talked me out of it. I mean,
I think it'd be fun if he won, it'd be his second win.
Stick with it.
Or a third win.
I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, I like it because also there's going to be some sort of surprise tonight. Like at the BAFTAs, a lady won for best actress that I had never even heard of. And she was up against four of the people that are, you know, in the running tonight. So it was formidable competition. And, you know, she pulled it out somehow. So I feel like there's going to be some sort of surprise at some point tonight. And, you know. We will try to talk less about what's going to happen tonight because the people listening to this already know.
I think it's going to be revealed that the dog from Power of the Dog and the car from Drive My Car have secretly been a couple for several months.
I mean, that is a pretty sweet car.
Very sweet car.
Because it looks like it's from the past and the future at the same time.
I have a question. Is there a Dune in Dune?
Oh, yeah.
So many dunes.
It's all dunes. They should have called it dunes. I don't know why it's called dunes. Maybe the Vegas casino put up an injunction of some sort. Mm-hmm. Before we play our games today, I have one more quick question for everybody. I'd like each of you to recommend one movie. Well, you've all been through this before, so you probably knew this was going to happen. Josh, do you have one to recommend?
I do. I feel like this is, you know what? I'll recommend a movie that I like. This might be controversial, that was not well celebrated at this year's Oscars, but I found it to be delightful. And I don't think I recommended it recently when I was on the show, but The French Dispatch, the Wes Anderson movie from last year,
okay.
Which I loved it. Right. Oh, I'm so glad you're on board. I found it to be like completely frivolous in the way that my favorite Wes Anderson films are. At like just no message. No message, no stakes, illuminates nothing about the human condition. I just thought like it was beautiful and like fun and interesting and like really well performed.
There's really good jokes in it too. There's like really, really funny jokes. Lines.
Benicio del Toro was legit terrific as well. Mm-hmm. It's like three kind of vignettes, and I really liked it and I go kind of hot and cold on Wes Anderson sometimes. If it helps to calibrate, I did like Moonrise Kingdom, didn't love Grand Budapest Hotel. That's where I am. My favorite is probably Life Aquatic.
Can I be so bold as to say that the kid in Moonrise Kingdom grew up to be Josh Gondelman?
It was originally supposed to be called Moonrise Gondelman, but
the girl grew up to be Lana Del Rey. She just looks like a young Lana Del Rey. It's crazy. Anyway, that's an excellent pick. The French Dispatch, totally ignored by the Oscars. I thought it would get production design at the very least.
Because it was gorgeous.
Every shot is really a lot going on or nothing going on, but in a very artistic way.
Yeah.
Amy, what have you got for us?
I've been trying to fill my gaps in Spike Lee movies. So I've seen most of them, but not all. And I just watched Crooklyn. And I can't believe I haven't seen it yet, but it's so good. It was so fun and awesome. Yeah, I loved
it. One of my favorite Spike Lee's for sure.
Yeah, like, I think it climbed
as soon as you said that, I was like, Crooklyn, come on, Crooklyn, let's go Crooklyn. And then you said
yeah.
It. If you just said Inside Man, I would have flipped this table.
In a good way or a bad way?
No, I really wanted Crooklyn. I mean, Inside Man's a good movie, but Crooklyn is just, to me, it just hits this Spike Lee notes, but also is just the fact that, you know, none of his movies are really about family except for that one, right?
Yeah, like, I guess that's true. I never really thought about it. Yeah. And the kids are so good. And the little girl is the cutest kid I've ever seen. And so funny and adorable. And then, yeah, Delroy Lindo, Oakland Zone. I mean, it's just a perfect movie. I loved it. And it feels very theatrical. It really is like, it's like watching a small play, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that leaves Noelle.
I'm not going to recommend movie. I feel like there's too many movies. No, I'm just kidding.
There are too many.
There are too many. Sure. Well, I was going to recommend a Woody Allen movie.
No.
No.
I'm so, yeah.
I was going to say that Lin-Manuel Miranda should have sent Woody Allen to accept his award. And I was like, no, I don't want to make this about that. And then you did. And I was like, Noelle, thank you so much for taking that bullet.
You're welcome. I think yours would have been funnier, but yeah. Okay.
For taking that bullet over Broadway.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Okay. So after last Doug Loves Movies, I ended up seeing Jackass Forever in the theater, and I'll recommend that because that made me laugh. So, I mean, they all are so funny, but it's been such a long time just to laugh in a theater like that and scream a lot and say, no. Why?
Wait, are you recommending Jackass Forever or Scream?
Jackass Forever. I haven't seen the new Scream yet.
I want to see the new Scream because I do hear that it's that they worked it out, that it's a decent movie.
It was fun. I saw it at the drive-in. It was a good time.
Oh, that's a really good time.
It's meta, super meta, which is always fun in horror.
Well, thanks, everybody, for visiting Recommendation Nation. We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to play some very exciting games. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back. The first game we're going to play today, one of two games, is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? I'll say a tagline that's associated with a motion picture. Could be one of many taglines that movie had. IMDb lists everyone that's out there. And you each get one guess what movie it's for. And there will be a theme to help you figure it out as we go along. And Josh gets to go first on this first one.
The alphabet once again coming through for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess maybe I should put everybody's names in a hat to determine the order for the first game, but I always just go alphabetical and hope that Noelle doesn't get mad at me.
Oh, I thought the dangling champ went first.
Oh, that is a good idea. But we got two dangling champs today. So, So since he's out first alphabetically of those two, Josh,
here we go.
You ready?
I am.
Okay. What movie had the tagline, Surviving America in the 21st Century.
Surviving America in the 21st Century. All right. It feels like the era is very important to this movie. So I'm trying to think of when, what movie is very clear about being in what is now the present, which it wasn't always the present.
Okay, so we can eliminate Rocket Man.
Rocket Man is out. Swing Kids out.
Okay, if Josh misses this and Amy gets to try it, and then if she misses, Noelle gets a shot. If everybody misses, we'll have a quick cry and move on to the next one.
Okay, I'm going to guess, and this might not even be the name of the movie, so this might be very embarrassing. This is going to be really falling on my face right out of the gate. Blade Runner 2048?
Oh, damn, you're 1 year off. Wouldn't that be crazy if that was the answer and I didn't give it to you because you missed it by 1 year?
It's it literally 20, would be crazy.
2049. Well, you know, Jeopardy wouldn't give it to you for 48 instead of 49. But yeah, Blade Runner 2049 is not the answer, but it was an excellent guess.
Thank you.
A good guess.
Because it feels like a character survives in that movie. But Amy, what do you think it is?
Back to the Future Part 2.
Oh, okay. No. Where's my sound effect? That's not the right one. That sounded like one. That sounded good. There you go. All right. That's good. I have a winning sound effect too now. I didn't realize. Okay. Noelle, do you have a
Surviving America in the 21st Century?
Uh-huh.
First of all, it doesn't sound like it's a good tagline. I just want to call it out.
Oh yeah, I mean they didn't for whatever reason they didn't decide to be clever that day.
So, truly have no idea. No, I don't even want to guess.
Don't not even guess. Like you know, you could guess Back to the Future 1 or 3
or Blade Runner.
Blade Classic. Runner the original.
Surviving. Mm.
That'd be weird if I suggested to you answers that were one of the right ones.
It just, I can't imagine, like, okay, a movie about America in the future. Man, oh man. I'm just going to say Don't Look Up.
I mean, that would actually work. I mean, obviously, I think Adam McKay would want something a little more biting and funny in that slot. But, Josh was right about that it's a movie that takes place very much in the present. It's, in fact, a movie from last year called Nomadland.
Oh, sure.
I love that movie.
And that tagline makes perfect sense for that movie. Mm-hmm.
Right, because you can't really sell that movie with a cute attitude. It has to just be, this is what you're going to get.
Yeah, this is the log line.
Nomadland, no problems. It's like, nah, that doesn't work. I thought Surviving America in the 21st Century would have been like a very funny tagline for Borat. Like, I almost guessed Borat just because that made me laugh.
That's always a good guess, Borat, but then impossible to say the rest of the words in the title accurately.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know,
I get confused by both of them now that there's two long titles.
I survive in United States, century 21st. My wife, it'll be like that kind of.
All right. Everybody missed that one, but there's more to come. Josh, here's the next one.
Okay.
It's just two words. Again, I'd argue a terrible tagline.
Okay.
Uncontainable desire.
What? Uncontainable desire.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. It does sound like, a lyric stricken from the song A Whole New World from Aladdin for being too sensual. Like, indescribable wonder, uncontainable desire. Like, no, you pervert, this is for children.
But then they left in that animated penis or whatever.
Yeah, well, look, you gotta give something to the adults.
And you can't contain someone that's got a magic carpet.
That's true.
Not if you trust him.
Or you get rolled up in that carpet.
This is, I'm going to go with a movie that's already come up on this podcast. Well, the Aladdin originally should have been called, of course, Drive My Carpet. And I'm going to go with Drive My Car.
Oh, okay. I just got through that finally. I started it yesterday and watched it all night and then watched it again this morning because it's real easy to fall asleep. It's like a ASMR movie. Everybody, all the dialogue's very quiet. There's even one character that only uses sign language. The car is not a noisy car and they're in it a lot. did I do the noise yet?
No.
All right. Amy,
oh, Amy, it's funny that Josh guessed that because I was going to guess Drive.
Oh, okay. Also incorrect. Noelle?
No. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Uncontainable desire. I'm just going to say The Great, because that was a horny movie.
The what?
I thought it was a TV show.
Wait, oh, no, the other one. Oh, my God. it's the movie by him. Hold on.
Oh, I know.
The Favorite.
The Favorite.
Oh.
It's a horny film. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're like, have any distance between you and your mic or something, Noelle, could you just...
You
seem a little soft.
Okay. Is this better?
Yeah, way better. Oh. All right, here we go. Sound effect. The correct answer is from 2020, a motion picture called Parasite.
Whoa. Oh.
Is that a translation issue? I don't
it makes sense, you know. I mean, it makes sense sort of, but I mean, why have a tagline where you have to watch the movie all the way through and then kind of go, oh, I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know where you're going with this, Doug.
Oh, do you? Well, Josh is up first in this next round. Josh, what movie had the tagline inspired by a true friendship?
Green Book, baby.
Oh,
that is correct.
Whoa. Nice.
You did it.
I think this was aided by the reveal of what the theme probably is.
Yeah.
Because I am not, at most instances, prepared to yell, Green Book, baby! But I was,
you added the
it.
Baby.
I did. Right. Baby, I was not, to be fair, including that in the title.
I understood that.
Good.
That was, you know, that I understood the enthusiasm. It was almost like an exclamation.
Thank you. Because my pitch for the animated series Green Book Babies was shot down as alarmingly racist.
Oh, no.
So cute, plus, though, that they're driving around. Yeah. Wait, Doug, does Jeopardy let you have that, like, an added word for enthusiasm like that?
I think you might. Green get into book. Trouble there with a title. I think they would immediately have to say, sorry, baby isn't in the title.
But what if you can only say, add, like, people add or used to add Alex when he was
right.
alive.
Right. Now you could say Ken, because that would be rude to say Alex.
Green Book, Ken.
I'm still dedicating my answers to Alex out of respect.
Well, yeah, if some people call Alex baby, they're like, Green Book.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
So here's the next round, starting with Amy this time. Josh is on the board. Amy, what movie had the tagline experience a connection beyond words?
Oh, we're still in the same game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot.
You had it all figured
God.
Out.
I want to say Coda, but I feel like it's offensive and also doesn't fit the theme.
No, the tagline for Coda.
People use words, Amy.
is that your guess?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't have
That's
it.
That's fair. I mean, you today. Don't have to guess something. You know, you can just pass.
Okay.
And what
well,
if
sorry,
a movie
everyone.
Pass. Noelle, do you think you have it figured out?
Wait, what is it again?
Same. It's experience a connection beyond words.
I mean, I know the game we're in right now, but I'm not factually. I would Moonlight.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Moonlight?
Yeah.
No, wait, I got the wrong one.
I got so excited.
Wow.
I was like, maybe she's got it.
Josh?
I think this is not correct given the game that we're playing, but the only thing that comes to mind is Arrival.
No, I'm sorry, it's not Arrival. I gotta get the right sound effect this time.
Yeah, that hurts.
The answer is The Shape of Water.
Of course.
Oh, I never seen
that. Yeah. All right, Amy's first again. Ready?
Yeah.
This is the story of a lifetime.
Oh my God. Someone got that tagline and it wasn't taken yet.
Right, but it's the story of a lifetime. See, it's got a weird double meaning.
Yes, I understand. I'm going to say Boyhood.
Incorrect.
Good guess though, right?
I think so, yes. I almost gave you the correct sound. Noelle?
I'm going to say Moonlight.
Sticking with Moonlight.
I did it wrong again. That is correct.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, Doug, you did the La La Land thing.
It's totally Moonlight. Yeah, this is my version of...
That makes so much sense. Yeah.
I'm channeling Faye Dunaway today and fucking everything up.
You pulled the wrong sound out of the sound envelope.
I wish they had these sounds at the Oscars. Boy,
that's why I don't have multiple. That's why I shouldn't even try multiple sound effects. I should just have the correct answer sound and leave it at that. But all right, so Noelle's on the board and Josh gets to go first. This one is Break the Story, Break the Silence.
Break the Story. Oh, Spotlight.
That is correct.
You gave him a Boston movie.
That's right.
Cheating.
I was laying in the cut. Any Boston movie, I'm just going to get it right out of hand.
Oh, okay. I'm glad it's the Boston part, not what else it's about. congratulations,
Journalism.
Josh. You won that game. Very good job.
Very good, Josh.
Yeah. Congrats. It was a tight one and a tough one. And I had several more Academy Award winning movies ready to go if we needed them. But Josh pulled it out and he gets to go first in our next game, which we will play after this. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and Josh, you get to go first in my new favorite game. It's called Filmily Feud. It's like Family Feud, but it's about film. And in this case, it's the Oscars Were Yesterday edition.
Great.
I asked these questions before the Oscars, like yesterday. And this episode will be available after the Oscars, tomorrow. So, with all that in mind, you have to try to answer these questions. There's four options, Josh. You get to go first because you won that last game.
Terrific.
Yeah. And everybody gets to go first once in this game, but you only have four options to choose from. And as each person chooses, that leaves less for the others. You just have to pick the one that you think got the biggest percentage of votes from 1 to 100. Here's the first question, Josh. Out of these four front runners, which will win Best Picture? Belfast, Coda, Power of the Dog, or West Side Story?
I feel like this, again, was mentioned earlier. I think the Coda buzz is good. I think the public hears it and feels it. I'm going to say Coda.
Okay. Amy, that leaves you with Belfast, Power of the Dog, or WSS.
I'm going to say Power of the Dog.
She's going for the
doggy. Woof, woof.
I mean, is this one of those movies where it's going to be a trilogy or something? Because they didn't even get to what powers the dog has in the first one.
The dog, actually, if you wait, the dog shows up in the credits.
I think he had the power to put me to sleep several times trying to get through the film.
Sam Jackson shows up in the end credits and recruits the dog.
Nick Fury, of course.
Because once they introduced time travel into Marvel, it kind of fucked with it, because now why can't any problem they have be solved with time travel?
Channing Tatum's gonna show up and take the dog on a little trip.
I keep seeing ads for that movie.
Yeah, I keep, when I hear dog, I just think it's a sequel to Pig.
Honestly, it's just one of those movies that you're like, is this fucking dog gonna die? If this fucking dog is gonna die, I'm not gonna start this movie ever.
I mean, just the dog already has PTSD. The dog already came from war.
Right.
So it's gonna be
one of the war dogs from War Dogs.
It's gonna be traumatic and cute, like, you know, it's gonna be like Marley and Me, where you're like, it's so cute for so long and then so traumatic for the rest of it. Oh, that's my prediction on that. But Noelle, you have two options: Belfast or West Side Story.
I'll say Belfast.
It's an excellent movie. It was really the front runner for a long time, and then seemed to fall behind Coda and Power of the Dog. But here's the results based on just people that respond to a poll on Twitter that I throw out there on a Saturday. Power of the Dog took the top spot with 46%. Woo! Yeah, then Coda with 29%, Belfast with 13%, and West Side Story with 12%. So you all avoided the one with the smallest amount. But of course, Amy's got a sizable lead at this point. And anything could change, though, because there's still a lot of points available. Amy, here's the next question. You go first.
Ready.
Out of these four long shots, which could pull off a win for Best Picture? Do people think it could be Drive My Car, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, or Nightmare Alley?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't consider all these long shots. Okay.
You think one of them might win tonight?
Well, I think one of them I wouldn't consider a long shot, you know, but
I mean, they are all nominated, so I don't think any could necessarily be a long shot, but
right, a real
they don't
long
have
shot.
A lot of nominations in other categories. It starts to be the issue. Like, if you only have two nominations and one of them's Best Picture, that's probably not a good sign, but it has happened in the past that
like something a true like long that shot could go on off. To win.
Yeah, if a movie that was not eligible at all from the past, but people love it, just
that's John Travolta
tonight.
And or Nicolas Cage's music.
So which one of those, though? Because I felt Dune and what was the other one that's not that I didn't mention at all? I felt they were like comfortably like in the middle of all of them. But this is just, you know, my speculation and then the people who answered the poll speculation.
Can
so
I have
Drive
them again?
My Car, yeah. Drive My Car, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, or Nightmare Alley?
I'm going to say Licorice Pizza.
Okay. Noelle, what do you think of the remaining slices? Drive My Car, King Richard, or Nightmare Alley?
King Richard.
Okay. Josh, that leaves you with Drive My Car or Nightmare Alley.
I'm going to Drive My Car.
All right. This is really heating up because number one, of the four long shots people think could win is Licorice Pizza. 32%.
Nice.
Yeah. Followed only one percentage point behind, 31%, Drive My Car.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then King Richard with 19%. And again, you all sniffed out the weakest. Nightmare Alley had the lowest amount with 18%. I'm not even going to tell you what the scores are because it's that close between Josh and Amy. But Noelle gets to go first on this next one. You get the cream of the crop.
I was going to say Licorice Pizza. But,
okay. Yeah, I mean, that's the problem with this game is what you're going to say might have been better than what you had to pick because of the elimination factor. So you need to take out the best one this time.
All right.
All I ask, just the very simple question, better name for the Oscar? Like, let's change it. You know, why Oscar? It's a terrible name. So better name for the Oscar. The options I gave them were Felix, Gold Member, No Member, or Wink.
Very
so funny. New name for the Oscar.
I would say Gold Member.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, he doesn't have junk technically, but it would be gold if he did.
Yeah, but he's like a gold, you know, like a member of the Academy, you know.
Oh, okay. That's how we all meant it.
That's what in Austin Powers, that's also how it was meant.
He was just a member of several organizations. Josh, what do you think? Between Felix, No Member, and Wink.
I'm going to go Wink.
Are you, you're saying Wink or are you actually winking?
I'm doing both. Kind of for a synergy.
I like it. Amy, that leaves Felix or No Member.
I guess I'm going to go Felix.
All right, Felix. This is exciting. I'm tallying everything up. You're three of the best players. It's just a fact because somehow you've managed in every round to not touch the one that got the least amount of votes. No Member only got 7% of the action.
Well, people don't want to think about not having a member, you know? Mm-hmm. That's scary.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What happened to it?
I mean, I make it work, but it's not for everyone to think about.
It's not for everybody. Okay. So Gold Member was the most, people were the most excited about that. 51%. Massive comeback for Noelle on that one.
Nice.
And then second place was Felix with 26%. Oof. So pretty strong. Pretty strong for Amy. And then Wink only managed to nab 16% of the vote. And so with a whopping 104 points, our winner today is Amy Miller.
Wow. I'm so excited. They like me. They really, really like me. I don't know why that was the first Oscar speech I could think of, and it's 60 years old.
It really is the Oscar quote, I think, you know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm on top of the world is another one, but that's
well, I'm
gross.
Also jumping over the chairs right now and going, Sophia. You can't see me, but I'm doing it.
I Amy just Miller. Kissed Halle Berry. She did not seem pleased.
I mean, it was, that's a rough one. That was a rough idea to just plant one on her like that. Like, you know, prioritize, like, thank your grandmother. Don't
do anything else.
He should be anxious to get to his speech, you know, like, he should be just thrilled that he was handed to him by Halle Berry and leave it at that. But anyway, here was a tiebreaker that I wrote that I'm just going to share the results. If two of you had ended up with the same score, which is unlikely in this game, but if it did happen, I want to be prepared to fix it. And so you would have to choose the two people who are tied, because a three-way tie would be really crazy. Who will shoot their TV if Power of the Dog wins Best Picture? And the options are Sam Elliott and the ghost of Elvis Presley.
Only two options. Huh?
Just those two options. And just, you know, just throwing it out there, seeing, you never know what crazy Twitter people are going to do. But in this case, it was a resounding win for Sam Elliott with 75%.
Wow.
Yeah. Amy Miller, you're our winner today.
Thank you.
Would you like to plug some things?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Come see me in Seattle at the Crocodile on March 31st. And then I'll be in Alaska. I have a new monthly show in LA. If you live in LA, they're all on my website, amymillercomedy.com. I'll be in Portland, Bend, Salem, all over the Northwest. I have a game to pitch you. It doesn't have to be now. Oh, also, I just released an album for pre-order and a half-hour special.
Yeah, don't pitch it special. Now because please don't pitch it now because if I'm not into it, but the listeners are, then they're gonna, you know, revolt.
And I know that's what I was hoping. Yeah. No, I'll tell you about it in private. Okay, I'll text you. Okay. Yeah, you can watch my special on Comedy Central's YouTube right now for free anytime. Just look up my name.
Right on. I've got the TV on the red carpet, and Wanda Sykes is looking awesome in a white tuxedo.
She's and the best.
She's so cool. But who's her lady friend? Is that her wife?
Oh, her wife. Yeah, she's very nice. She's French.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice work.
Yeah, it's a lovely marriage.
They drink
on Instagram a lot together. You can watch her there.
Oh, Regina's looking nice too. I gotta stop watching this and talk to you. All right. So, Amy, can you join us again for we're doing this month's bonus episode on Thursday? Do you think you can join us Thursday afternoon?
I think
don't
so.
Don't have to commit right now.
Yeah, probably. It depends what time, but we'll talk about it.
Okay, cool. I'll mark you down for a maybe.
I have some travel that day.
She'll commit for sure if you let her pitch the game on air.
I think he'll like it. I've never pitched a game before, so you know this is really monumental.
I mean, nobody ever does, and if they do, I hate it, so this is exciting.
You might hate it.
Noelle Wells, what would you like to plug?
Oh my gosh, there's a show called the Oscars and I'm gonna watch them.
I wish more people would use their plugs for other people to help others. You hear Amy's? It was all Amy.
Hey, it's a big week. I'm sorry, everybody.
I'm just in a winter of my life. You know how that goes.
Well, I like both of your plugs were terrific. And also, the right amount of time, because, of course, Josh Gondelman has a bunch of stuff to promote.
I'm doing a couple live shows coming up April 1st in Woodstock, New York, and then April 10th at Union Hall in Brooklyn. Those are both on my website, joshgondelman.com. And Desus and Mero is back on Showtime, and I would love for you to watch it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. You're a lot of fun.
Thanks, Doug. You're
That's
a lot of
true.
Fun.
True.
That's the power of the Doug. Fun.
Doug Loves Movies is coming to Miami, Florida on Saturday, April 9th at 4:20. At the Improv there, and I'm doing not lots of other, but things are popping up on the calendar, Chicago and a few other places. You can find it all at douglovesmovies.com or follow me on Twitter or follow Doug Loves Movies on Twitter. All right, Amy, can you pitch it in 1 minute?
Yes. Okay. Okay. You have to say who's in the movie. Is it William Hurd, John Hurd, or John Hurt? And you could call it Hurd, Hurd, or Hurt, or for short, just Triple H, which I think is fun.
All right.
That's
so
it.
Matt, I'm just going to tell Matt, our producer, to go ahead and cut that out of the show. Because
you don't like it, or you played it before.
The longtime listeners know that that's already happened. Because everybody that has like kind of similar names that get confused, or actors that get confused, like Bill Paxton and what's his name,
Bill Pullman.
Paxton Pullman was a game for a while, and the Hurd is a tough one because now two out of the three Oh, no, all three of them are dead.
They're
now.
Dead, yeah, officially.
Yeah, so maybe So Dead It Hurts would be a good name for the game.
Oh, yeah, it hurts. Yeah. So Dead It Hurts. Okay, but, this is good. You know. So you don't hate it because you've done it before. That's better than the new hate it. No, that means it was so good.
I'd say it's a brilliant idea that's, you know, maybe due for a return, especially if I have three guests on that I want them to never get any of the answers right. Because, you know, not only are they all gone now, but they also did most of their work before most of my guests were born. But, you know, it was a fun idea and I'm glad we all heard it. I'd like to thank all of my guests one more time. Noelle Wells, Josh Gondelman, and Amy Miller. Everybody will be back soon if it were up to me. And as always, I always say a line, the last line from a motion picture. And this is the last line from a movie that won the Oscar at the third Oscar ceremonies many years ago. This is the kind of amazing writing that ended a movie called All Quiet on the Western Front. As always, yeah, Corporal Stanislaus Kaczynski. 306.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room